days, but getting a bit too regular, isn't it? We can't put two results together. Very disappointing. Very disappointing first half performance. Second half, we had a goal, got a good goal, scored a good goal. I thought we were going to get something out of the game, but it wasn't to be. We had a few chances second half, I thought, put them under a lot of pressure, but first half, we were very disappointing.
Same starting 11, so it's a huge mystery, isn't it? Why it can be so different within 3 days.
Yeah, we had one or two problems, you know, before the start, but we can't take these things onto the field of play, and we've just got to get on with it. The lads who are in the team have got to do more. We can't. The first goal were disappointed. I mean, I think they've had two or three throw-ins before that, but it's like marking. Then they get the free kick. Whether it's a free kick or not, we don't know. But we didn't mark from the free kick. He's got a free header. The second one, we never came out when it was knocked outside the box, and he's onside when it's knocked back in. So, you know, we've got to keep working at it. We've got to be better as a unit defensively. Simple as that.
It sounds like the preparation wasn't ideal for you today, then, did it?
Well, it's never ideal, but because we, you know, Buckle just came through a bit of a fitness test, probably 100% fit. I took a gamble with him. That's my responsibility. You know, with Dan Martin had a problem away from here, you know, but that's been kept private. It's just his little boy who's. Little brother is rushed in hospital this afternoon, and we're very worried about him, and I think I probably shouldn't have started with him. That's my decision. I started with him, and he wanted the races at all, to be fair to him, Dan, so that's why we took him off at half time.
Second half was better. There was a bit of fight and a bit of spirit in there.
You know, take nothing away from Markham. They're not a bad side. They're just outside the playoffs. Got a lot of height in the team, and they try to play at the right time. So, but I'm disappointed the two goals they got. We should have prevented them, and we didn't do. It's as simple as that. I mean, I'm not criticising anybody, but I mean, as a unit, we did not defend the box right. And they've got a job to do when they go out, and they didn't do it.
What about Lee Bell, Jay Buxton? Are they going to be okay for Saturday?
You've got to, I'm chasing the game at the death, but last 10 minutes. I thought, well, we've got so far with Jake, we've got away with it, his injury's not gone any worse, so, you know, it was a sensible thing to do, you might say, and just have to see if we could get balls into the box a bit more and just take a gamble that we might get a knockdown, which we did last minute with, I think if Big Jeff played Holmesy through, he just snatched at the ball, and I thought we're in a good position to hit the target.
Seems either to be a fantastic performance or a very poor performance. Yeah, I think you just love to just have a spell where you have a run in between.
Just have a little bit of a break, and if a ball bounces for you in the box, it'd be nice to get onto it. But it wants to be today. Like I say, we had chances, half chances, but we didn't create all that much. But we did put a lot of pressure on them for I thought we pending him for 20 minutes second half. Because that's what I expect them to do, come out and show their supporters what they can do. But like I say, you can't give teams two goals down.
Another manager who said afterwards that Mansfield won't be down there to show the fight and quality that they did today.
Sammy's always said that. I know Sammy quite well, and he thinks about the game. He's truthful in what he said. If we give goals away like we did today, we'll be struggling. It's as simple as that. I've said that all season. We give too many goals away at very, very important times. But we had a spell where the defence was very, very solid. But today, I didn't think we were very solid. Saturday, I thought we were solid. So it's one game all right, next game not all right. I thought today was one of those days where we weren't solid as a unit.
Not at all worries though, because two away games coming up now. When you look at the away form,
I just said that to Ladry, but you know, we've got to be confident. We've got two very, very difficult away games. You know, we've got to go to Darlington and go to Stockport. They both won today, so Dagenham have had a good win, I think. So, like I said to you lads, I don't look at other results too much. We've got to get it right ourselves, and unfortunately, whatever reason is, we didn't get it right tonight.
Finally, not ideal in birthday week for you.
No, it's not a good birthday present, is it? So kept it a bit secret if I could, but that would it got out, and the old man's bobbing on a little bit, but we'll bounce back, and hopefully we'll bounce back at Darlington on Saturday.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Any news on the defender? Will you be kind of, pressing to get him in now?
I'll be trying like hell to get him in for Saturday. All six of them.
When will you know something more on that one? Is it a phone call tomorrow?
Hopefully tomorrow. I hope to. If it does happen, I hope to have him in with us on Thursday. Chasing to the top tomorrow. Right.
Billy, you've talked about the yo-yo before. It's swung the wrong way for you again.
I've said that. As we get up to the bottom, we go to the bottom, we go back, we're up and down, and we're like a yo-yo. I said that on Saturday. I said it after the match this Saturday that we've got to make sure we don't go back down to the bottom again, because you get fed up with chasing, getting with the teams above you. We got with the teams above us again after Saturday's result, and today we've let ourselves down with losing at home again.
Can you put it down to a reaction to that excellent performance at Wickham?
Not really, no. That's a good performance at Wickham. They should be full of confidence going out there tonight. I thought we started sloppy, two bad throw-ins, no marking from the throw-ins, which is very disappointing, and then we gave the stupid free kick away in the corner, which resulted in the goal, which you got a free header at. So you might as well say there's three mistakes there in 10-15 seconds.
You took Dan Martin off at half time.
Yeah.
That's not entirely a footballing decision.
No, not really. He's got a family problem at home with his little brother, who was rushed in hospital. He's only one, so I mean, and he came to the game and he said he'd play, so I took a chance with him. But that's not, I mean, Dan, he won't make that as an excuse, but he wanted the races, really. I didn't think straight from the off, and decision I made with him that he decided to play. So sometimes you've got to go with him and sometimes you go against him.
Lee Bell and Jake Buxton both recovered from their injuries or playing quite fit?
Bell were all right, but Jake was just feeling it a little bit, but it's not gone any worse through having 80 minutes or whatever he had today. So quite pleased Jake got through the game as he did, without any after effects of the injury, and Bella should be alright, so we should have a full squad to pick on basic that weekend, apart from the long term injuries.
Cracking start of the second half, certainly no problem for Lee Bell with the volley.
Well, it was a good strike. I don't think he strike a better ball, and we had him going then, 20 minutes like I said, we penned him in, and I thought we were going to get a little break, and if we had got a break we'd probably got on him what he wanted to be. They defended well, they got bodies in the way, and they handled us very well up front at times like, but we still create one or two chances, but we didn't take them.
Good understanding developing now between Jefferson Lewis and Michael Baldy up front.
Yeah, they're getting to know each other. I mean, slipped Mickey through there at the death. Slipped Holmes through at the death, I think, on it, and we had a chance to get a goal, and he's played Mickey through a couple of times. Our finishing wasn't as prolific as it has been, and like I say, we've got to defend better as a unit, because the two goals that he got today, we did not defend very well at all.
Difficult trip coming up on Saturday to Darlington.
Very difficult. I mean, they've won again today away from home. We keep letting ourselves down at home, and we've got to do something about it. We can't just keep saying we lose again at home, win away. We won't get anywhere. We've got to put three or four results together, and we'll be going to Darlington. We'll be confident at Darlington, don't worry about that, because we've won those last three or four away games. So we're going to start with a good away record, but I'm very disappointed that we can't put it together at home and get a result for the supporters.
You've been talking about bringing in another defender.
Yeah.
Any news on that?
We're a bit closer. I think it would have gone through last week, but you were called back at the last minute, and I think it will. I keep saying I think or whatever. I hope it will go through, but there's not a lot I can do about it. People are probably sped up at saying that the club's dragged him back, but that is the case. It's been the case with two players in the past. Like, I would take in young Pope from Crewe, 4 weeks ago now, but he got in the team and he scored 3 goals. Now, but that's your luck, you know. So that's gone by the board, and it's the same with this centre back. He was recalled by his club last weekend to get in the squad. So there's not a lot you can do out here. You know, you can go out. If it doesn't happen, we'll have to go down a different avenue.
But there could be a new name on the team list on Saturday.
Possibly. I'd like to think there will be. Yeah.
Happy birthday for yesterday, Billy.
Thank you very much. I don't feel at all that age. I feel a damn sight old.
Billy Dearden, thanks very much.
Thank you. I like Billy.